This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stand to Me right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting. Did I just lose me? Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean, really, seriously, you need to be involved in the conversation. Okay? Because if at least if you're involved in the conversation, you can kind of get, I don't know, I don't want to say get engaged. Yeah, that's just an old word. You know what I mean? But at least you can get an idea how other people think. Get an idea how other people approach issues. Because we all do it differently. And you ain't going to reach anybody. And you ain't going to turn anybody around. Right? Unless you know how they think. Unless you know how to attack. Well, I don't want to say that. Unless you know how to approach them. How's that? A little better? A little easier? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation. I forgot you guys. Some of you guys can see me trying to fix that stupid headset. You know, I hate these things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, I've got so many stories in front of me. I don't even know which ones to start on. We could be here all night on these. This is a good one. This one will make you sick. This will make you crazy, actually. The professor, he insisted, a professor, a Muslim professor on top of that, insisted Jesus wasn't crucified. But a Christian student was kind of like, hey, what are you talking about? What do you study? What do you know? They also, whatever. The Muslim professor claims that Jesus wasn't crucified and that his disciples did not think he was God. So Marshall Polston, a sophomore at Rollins College in Florida, was suspended after disagreeing with these assertions made by his professor, Arij Zufari, in his Middle East Humanities class, as reported by the College Fix. Now, honestly, it reminded me of some of the more radical groups I research when I go abroad, Polston told the Central Florida Post, whether religious or not. I believe even those with limited knowledge of Christianity can agree that according to the text, Jesus was crucified and his followers did believe he was divine and that he was God. After Polston challenged Zufari on this point, he received a 52% on an essay saying that professor refused to explain why. He was later reportedly suspended. And that's how they deal with everything, right? They deal with it by not dealing with it. They deal with it by not talking about it. They deal with it by making sure nobody really understands what was going on. Goes on to say, I was upset, understandably, stated Polston. I never gotten anything less than straight A's, so I was really interested in figuring out how to possibly improve or at least understand the grade. Now, Zufari reported the student to Rollins, Dean of Safety, and canceled class, alleging Polston made her feel unsafe because he challenged her. See, they could be the biggest bullies they want. They could be as nasty, as mean, whatever, as they want. We can't. Isn't that nice? Now, when the class met again, Zufari brought up Sharia law, and male Muslim students suggested that adulterers, gays, and thieves should be decapitated. Let me read that again. See, it's okay for them to say this kind of stuff. So when the class met again, Zufari brought up Sharia law, and a male Muslim student suggested that adulterers, gays, and thieves should be decapitated. Now, multiple students thought the teacher should report the statement, and one anonymous student told the FBI, but Zufari purportedly took no action beyond playfully telling the Muslim student something similar to that he was in timeout and should remain quiet for a bit. Now, along with his, think about that. What if a Christian said that Muslim should be removed? Because of what he said, he needs to be removed. How do you think that would go over? The kid would be expelled, dragged out of class, never to be seen again, right? So, again, Zafari, the school professor or the class professor, decided that because he was a Muslim, the kid was Muslim, he's going to cut him some slack. Never would have happened if the kid, if it was a Christian kid who said that. We all know that. So along with his suspension, Polson was ordered not to contact Zufari. The professor submitted a police report alleging that Polson disobeyed the order and had showed up outside of the classroom, but both the restaurant receipt and video surveillance stills indicate that the student was buying food at an Orlando restaurant during the class period. So the professor was willing to lie on him, and they're still going to let him get away with it. Are they afraid of these people? I'm just trying to figure this out. You know, if you're on the side of right, if you're trying to do the right thing, if you're trying to make sure that this all works out well, why would you lie about it? Now, Rollins College previously booted a Christian student group from campus because the organization required members to be Christian. There's a novel idea. Christian student group requiring its members to be Christian. That's unheard of. Endorses conservative views, which violate the school's anti-discrimination policy. Now, I love it because this school is a Christian school. So if you adhere to Christian scripture, if you back Christian scripture, if you agree with Christian scripture, you can get thrown out. On what planet does this make sense? I'm Joe Mateen, your host. This is the Real Time. I'll be back right after I throw up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website. I'll wait till you get there, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can reply to the poll. You can, let me see, what else can you do up there? You can buy my book. That simple. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. And you know what? It's all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't have to. You don't have to hate it. You don't have to be worried by us. All those labels were given us to a group by a group of people who say they hate labels, except for labeling us. And all of a sudden, they're okay. And they work. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. back to the story. Anyway, and this stuff just infuriates me, because if it was the other way around, if I as a Christian was teaching a college class and said that Muhammad wasn't the only prophet of Allah, okay? Because that's what they say. He's the only prophet of Allah. So if I had said that, it would have been hate speech. It would have been rioting in the streets there at the college. I probably would have been brought up on charges. It would have been all kinds of stuff. But this professor says, you know, Jesus didn't die on the cross, and he wasn't this, and he wasn't that. And that's all okay. You know, and then the student speaks up, you know, says, you're wrong, I don't agree with you, and then there's a problem. But the biggest problem is that they're at a Christian conservative college, and they're allowing this to happen. Now, he goes on to say, honestly, it reminded me of some of my more radical groups I researched when abroad. So said Polston. He said, whether religious or not, I believe that even those with limited knowledge of Christianity can agree that according to the text, Jesus was crucified. There is one text that says he wasn't. And his followers did believe in his divinity. They did believe in who he was. Now, I was upset, Polston said. I never got anything less than an A. So think about this kid, you know, this person, does this on a regular basis. He doesn't have any problems. He goes to school. He gets straight A's. He's not had any disciplinary action. And all of a sudden, in one class, what's the common denominator here? And again, now the teacher says that the student is afraid to go to class because she feels unsafe now. But he didn't do anything. He didn't lay hands on her. He didn't yell at her. He didn't do any of that stuff. But now she feels unsafe. See? And it's going to be PC is killing this country still. This stuff has got to stop. We can't let it continue. You have to step up. You, me, whoever. When the class met again, and in case you missed it in the first segment, when the class met again, there was Zafari brought up, Sharia law, and a male Muslim student suggested that adulterers, gays, and thieves should be decapitated. Adulterers, gays, and thieves should be decapitated. Think about that. The teacher told him, you know, take it down a notch, be quiet. For a little while, don't go down that road, kind of thing, and nothing happened in that student. Along with the suspension, Polston was ordered not to contact Zafari, and then Zafari again claimed that he did. Now she lied on him. Why hasn't she been brought up? And the reason she lied on him, in case again you've just joined us, he had a receipt showing that he was at a restaurant. And he was eating at the time she said he had the class. I wish she had falsely accused him of rape or something. I really do. And then seen what they would have done. Because that's a felony in and of itself. And it should be. But they get away with it because we let them get away with it. And it's wrong. It's so wrong on so many levels. 855 Real Joe. 855 732-5560. Okay, here's one that's beyond crazy. I don't know any other way to put it. So, this is from the Huffington Post, so we know it's true. There's a picture of a transphobic, what they're calling a transphobic free speech bus. And it's touring the U.S. with what they say is a message of hate. Now, the vehicle is part of the reason that trans youth are driven to suicide. That's, so say, the LGBTQ community. So a bus is driving a human being to suicide. Now, what the bus simply states on it is, it's biology, people. Boys are boys and always will be. Girls are girls and always will be. You can't change sex. Respect everyone. Respect everyone. That's terrible. Why would they say that? They have a petition outside that's for sign now to defend the freedom of speech. Because you can't speak on it. Like in New York, you can get fined, and in some cases, you can get arrested. Look at the road we've gone down. Because of political correctness, because of all this garbage, look at the road that we're going down. Now, a bus fueled by hate. Now, this is the Huffington Post writing this. This is why I like this. You're going to see how they spin this big time. A bus fueled by hate is embarking on a tour of the East Coast. On March 22nd and 23rd, the free speech bus will be parked in front of the United Nations and the Trump Tower in New York City. On the side of the eye-catching orange vessel is a phrase. It's biology. Boys are boys and always will be. Girls are girls and always will be. Can't change sex. Now, we call it free speech. No different than other groups. Right? But they don't. They call it hate speech. So if it's hate speech, or let's say it's wrong and not right, and this is just what these people believe, you don't have a right to stop them. The organizers behind the bus include the notorious anti-LGBTIQ groups, the National Organization for Marriage. Oh, my God. Terrible. The National Organization for Marriage. Terrible, people. Terrible. And the International Organization for the Family. Another terrible group. Now, see, what's really funny is when you had groups that were formed by the LGBTQ community that specifically went after Christians, that was okay. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it quality? I'm going to see your house. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I ain't done with this story.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. Look at, see what Gumby's got? Got my book. Not the only one we have, though, so I don't have to pry that out of his hands. But Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You'll love it. I'm sure you'll love it. I'm telling you, you'll love it. But you won't know unless you buy it. If you buy it off the website, therealside.com, I'll autograph it before I send it to you. Otherwise, you can get it on Amazon.com. And I guess they get it in a day or two or something, whatever. We were talking about they're calling it transphobic. I don't think it is at all. Call it free speech bush. Because what's happening is when you're making these comments, me as a Christian, if I say that, you know, look, I'm sorry, I can politically, but I can't be accepted of, I can't accept it of a regular way of life because my Bible says it's not. Well, I get in a lot of trouble for that. In some states, actually New York City, I get in a lot of trouble for that. So what happened to free speech? It's not hateful. I'm not saying that, you know, transgender people don't count, they're subhuman, they need to be done away with, they need to be sent to Iraq. I didn't say any of that. I wouldn't. But we can't say anything. And just simply saying we don't agree with it makes it hate speech. Where is that okay? Which one of you actually believes that that's okay? Now, the organizers behind the bus include two very, very nasty organizations. I'm sure you'd be familiar with some of them, or one of them. The National Organization for Marriage, terrible, terrible organization. And then the International Organization for Family can't have that either, apparently. Both of them based out of Washington, D.C. Both of them are led by Brian Brown, the social conservative behind the Dump Starbucks campaign, which encouraged people to boycott the coffee brand because it publicly advocated for same-sex marriage. But they went even further. They even told conservatives to stay away. We don't want your business. They didn't realize that, you see, the conservatives are more into capitalism than the other side. And their stock starting to tank. It's biology, not bigotry, Brian Brown said. In a message that he released, men and women were created equally, each given a gender that is fixed, immutable, and completely rather than perpetuate a lie that gender can be changed based on emotions and feelings, we should encourage people to embrace and love what they were made to be. According to a press release, after its scheduled stops in New York City, the bus will travel to New Haven, Connecticut, Yale University, then continue on to Boston, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Once the bus is parked in each location, representatives from the campaign will speak to the media and have meet and greets with local supporters. Now, what's wrong with that? So they want to get out there and have open conversation. I am sure that people in the LGBT now IQ community don't want any part of this. Why, I don't know. Wouldn't they want open? Listen, if they really feel that those people are haters, if they really feel that they're bad and nasty, why wouldn't you want them to talk? I would. Well, I would do everything I could to let the general populace see how negative and nasty that these people actually are. Wouldn't you? Let them hang themselves. I don't see any problem with that. Seriously. I think it would be a wonderful thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do always appreciate the time that you hang out and listen to me. So I'd like to know what you think about the bus. And I don't want to put up a poll for it either. If you're in the Facebook chat room, whatever the heck it's called, let me know. Do you think it's freedom of speech? Do you think it's hurtful? Do you think it's hateful? Right? The bus, again, let me see. If black groups, not that one. It's got to be this one. No, it's not that one either. What the heck did that? Oh, there it is. Let me see. Let me read it right off the side of the bus. It says, it's biology, boys are boys, and always will be. Girls are girls, and always will be. Is that hate speech? I really do want to know what you think. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now I have to go back to where I was. Oh, they have it. Oh, that was nice. So they're doing this. Oh, wait a minute. They're doing something that they're using for an icon. I'm looking at this and going, that wasn't there. I don't believe that happened. What is that all about? So you may want to stick your fingers in your ears if you're easily offended. Although if you're listening to this show, I doubt very much that you're easily offended. Boys have penises. Girls have vaginas. Don't be deceived. A boy born a boy is a boy. A girl born a girl is a girl. Now, they're putting, now, not the people that run the original bus. Right? This is another group putting these out. Are you sure? Well, I'm going to keep reading. I'll let you know in a minute. Because I can't. Why would they do that? Wouldn't that hurt their cause? The bus was vandalized. Now I see you threw me out here. The LGBT groups working together against the bus are also calling on New York City's political and civil society leaders to join them, which is not a far stretch of the imagination. New York City has an inclusive policy and program for the LGBTQ community, right? Inclusive. I don't know what they call inclusive. If you truly want equality for everybody, stop calling people out differently. For instance, earlier this month, Mayor Bill de Blasio signed an executive order that grant, they love these things, don't they? They granted people access to public facilities that correspond with their gender identity. Now, New York's openness towards the LGBTQ community is part of the reason why the bus tour is starting in this city. Grabowski told BuzzFeed that the bus tour is trying to embolden social conservatives living in progressive areas. One of the purposes of the bus tour is to have people speak up if they feel uncomfortable and let the business owners know. This can't be considered transphobic or bigoted. Look, I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of a trans person. Right? I don't go run and hide. I mean, we know a couple of them that work around us or live around, what have you. It's not like I go by the house doing the sign of the cross with my hands or anything. I mean, I'm not afraid of these people. Yet it seems that the people the bus has to speak are those who oppose its message. The bus was vandalized in front of the United Nations headquarters in New York City around 4 o'clock on March 23rd. The driver caught two men approaching the vehicle and began spraying it. Why would you spray paint it? Unless you're just nasty and mean and you don't believe in free speech. Free speech is not you vandalizing somebody else's piece of property. Free speech is not you writing, you know, I love these people who and LA lets them get away with it. You know, they get to paint graffiti, right, you know, on all the cement. When that seems to be okay, because they're expressing themselves. Am I going to be able to express myself when I catch up with them? Myself, not them. Because I got a lot of expressing I'd like to get out. The bus driver confronted them, which is when he took out a hammer. Oh, they took out a hammer, sorry. Grabowski told the outlet they were able to do some damage before fleeing. The men left a message like, transgender rights now. I didn't know they didn't have any. And left a few holes inside the bus. Now, the article was updated to include that vandalism because at first they didn't know it was there. And I love this. You know, even Judge Gorsuch, they tried to nail him on this. They kept trying. That's why everybody went up there. What was it? Most of the people that went up there that they were looking for the nomination, Carson, Gorsuch, a few others. They kept talking about the rights of the LGBTQ community, and they all kept saying the same thing. We'll stick up for the rights of every citizen. Which had to make them cringe, too. Right? Every citizen. It'd be nice to have an echo. Every citizen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more of this crazy stuff right after the break.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river is stopping.
We are back.
Everything.
One of my favorite songs, too. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, no, actually it's Facebook page, not the website. I haven't put it up there yet. You'll see the big yellow, what's it, that transphobia bus. You know, we've allowed people, I know, I'm already jumping in. Here we are. We've allowed people to take this over, take over the vocabulary, take over the way we speak, what words, what the meanings of these words. And we shouldn't. You should push back. Don't let them get away with it. It ain't right. It ain't fair. And until you do, until you start pushing back, we all lose. Because it looks like we got nothing. Right? It looks like we have nothing. And that we have no way to fight back, that we have no, I don't know. You got to speak up. Not nasty, but you got to speak up. With your daughter. And here's one person. Let me see. Where did it go? Come on, don't do this to me. You were just here a minute ago. A father, mother, parent. Oh, God. Guys, I hate computers. I just hate them. I'll find it in a minute. Anyway, let's move on to this story. At what age do millennials consider themselves to be adults? Anybody know? Now, I don't know about you guys, not that we were. Remember, the question is, at what age do they consider themselves adults? And when I was a kid, what would you have said? You said 16? 18? Well, you know, some of us want to be adults at 18. 21? Well, guess what age millennials consider themselves adults? You know what? I should just leave it up and let you keep poking away trying to figure it out. A new report has found that the millennials don't consider themselves adults until they reach the age of 30. 30. Hey, parents, you know what this means, right? They don't have to move out of your house. They're still kids. According to the RAP research by David Poltrek, the CBS chief research officer and their ratings expert, well, there's a problem right there, as well as Nielsen Catalina Solutions, found that millennials consider themselves adults at age 30 because that's when they typically are completely responsible for themselves. They no longer reside with their parents, and they pay entirely for their own bills. So, 30? I threw my kids out when they were kids. And most of them could take care of themselves. They didn't have to wait till they were 30. Now, bad economy that was hurting the ability to jobs, massive student debt, and the rising cost of housing, all delayed the normal, inductions into adulthood, so they say. A job, having your own home and your own family, those were all things that we looked for, what I looked for growing up. Yeah, I thought I was an adult at 18. I got my car. I was able to enter into contracts. I don't know if we were allowed to drink. I think they tried the 18-year-old thing for a while in Massachusetts, and then they kicked it back up to 21. And the parents slowly have also helped by coddling these kids, giving them what they needed, paying for stuff today. I wouldn't. Pack that bag at 18 and say, you got two choices. You're either off to school or you're off to an apartment building somewhere and getting a job. Because you ain't just going to hang around here. Now, parents in society, you know, they look at this and, oh, you can't hurt little Johnny. But you're the ones creating this snowflake scenario. When these kids don't go through anything, when they don't have to push through anything, when they don't have to feel the pain, cry because their car is being towed away because they didn't make the payments. Don't you make the payments for them? If their kids struggle in making payments, they have no business having an $80 a month phone bill. Because if they can't communicate with their friends all the time, not the end of the world. I guarantee it. I mean, keeping a kid on health care until he's 26 and not getting him his own insurance. Anyway, this is why many are unable to deal with anything that upsets them. Why words they disagree with make them curl into a little fetal ball. They don't know what to do with themselves. You ever seen that movie Failure to Launch? There you go. It's like Groundhog Shadow Day over and over and over again. Some of these millennials. I think the girl's name is... No, that's not her. Yeah, whatever. Back, somebody made a point here. Back. They were adults at 13 in the Jewish community in the early days. They were adults at 13. So we seem to keep getting worse and worse. We won't think about it. You know, in the days of George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, a 16-year-old could run a business. A 17-year-old could stare for himself. Probably could write a business plan, spell properly, speak proper English, for what it was. I mean, seriously, some of these guys went to war. They fought. They came back. They survived. Go figure that one out, right? Now, what are we doing with children? What are we raising? Well, I should say, what are you raising? Mine are gone. Day is done. Let me see. Somebody sent me a couple stories under the Huffington Post. I had a look at them and laughed on most of them. I couldn't read them. So the I don't think there's any voice in it. There probably isn't. So I'm not going to use it. But okay, so Secret deodorant. You know, some of you might use Secret. I don't use that roll-on stuff. Makes me crazy. But Secret deodorant has a new commercial out. One that may or may not get you to turn to using or not using Secret. But I think the premise behind it is off. So a new deodorant commercial released this week perfectly captures the anxiety that some transgender people face while having to navigate public restrooms. The latest commercial in the Secret breast test ad features a young transgender person working up the courage to leave the bathroom. Walk out of the stall, you know, and face the other women in the public restroom. The tagline reads, Dana finds courage to show there's no wrong way to be a woman. Well, I don't know. I've seen some women with, you know, beards, mustaches, hairy legs. Looks like they haven't worked out in the 55 years of their life. There are wrong ways to be a woman. There are wrong ways to be a man. Now, the ad comes on the heels of a number of anti-gender bathroom bills in states across the country. Like North Carolina's House Bill number 2, the legislation led to national conversation about the barriers trans people come across while occupying gendered spaces. Now, people who don't fit into traditional molds have a hard enough time feeling comfortable in their own skin, but what disappoints me is how hard we have to work to make other people comfortable with us. That just shouldn't be the case, said Karis Wild, who's featured in the commercial. Huffington Post, empathy is the best medicine for ignorance, intolerance, and I'm proud of this spot. Empathy. How can you empathize with somebody you don't, not only do you not understand, but you don't agree with it? Can you? Huh? You could try? Me? I got to be able to wrap my mind around something to be able to help or understand or work with. So empathy is the best medicine for ignorance and intolerance, and I'm proud of the spot because it personalizes our struggle by putting a human face on these challenges. What, did we think they were dogs or something? Not human? Spreading that message has been part of my daily life. Seeing it out there being appreciated by a wider audience is truly. I hope it connects with people and brings awareness. It encompasses openly transgender people have recently made a number of high visibility appearances in major ad campaigns, including trans model Arish Wanzer, who this week appeared in the cover of Spiegel catalog. We hope to see more authentic portrayals of a queer experience in the advertising like this in the future. You know, you call it queer, you call it different, you call it off, you call it all these things. Don't want us to label it, and then you wonder why we stay away from it. And the other thing is, when it comes with, you know, the transgender community. Now, here's the fun thing about it. I know you guys aren't totally honest with each other. But the lesbian community are not on board with you either. They're really not to a big degree. You can think they are. You can say they are. They're willing to lie to you to keep all the aggravation down. But when you get the one-on-one, they'll tell you how they feel. Let me see what I got. Now I'm not going to be able to do that. Stupid, because I like it so much. Anyway, I'm Joe Mesidio, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, we're heading into the last hour of the stretch. So if you're on Facebook, you got to reset about 5 past it, just how it works. And if you're listening, keep listening. If your station's going somewhere else after this, I don't mean physically. You know what I mean. You can go ahead and grab us online at realside.com. That's realside.com. I'm Joe Mesidio, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.